know, that God would put on your heart. So first, I'm going to ask all you OSL grads to come up here. I'm going to have you all come up here. First, they're the they're our first graduating class of level one, so we're excited for that. You can give them all a hand. And if you wanted, we actually had seven graduates. One is not here today, but if one, is there somebody else? Two.
What's that?
Oh, two of them are not here. Okay, well, you're going to hear from five of them. But we have our next, we're doing another level one before we do level two in April. So it's going to be the five Tuesdays in April. You're going to hear just some of the things that God did in lives through it. And you can sign up. There's a sign-up sheet over on the other paper there, or on the table. It's $25. It's just for the materials. It will be, it'll change your life. Okay, so who's first? Nick?
You're standing up front. Okay.
Let's let the shy guy go first, you know. So, it was an awesome course, 5 weeks. At first, I was kind of, this is why I took it, okay? So I was sitting at home, and I got the email that says, we're doing this five-week course, or I have to give up a lot of stuff. At the time, I had like a lot of other commitments going on with work and everything, and I was just kind of feeling like I was a little bit kind of pressured and bogged down a little bit. So I was like, you know, my first gut reaction was like, I'm not going to take the course. It's just, I don't want to commit to anything right now. No more promises for a little bit. But then I got to thinking over the next day or two that if I'm feeling that way and thinking that way, maybe I should take the course. Maybe that's the reason why I need to take the course. So then I did a 180 and decided, hey, you know what? I'm just going to go and I'm going to take the course and go through it. So to make a long story short, and where do I even start? I mean, for me personally, speaking from my personal experience, like learning just how much God loves us is a huge part of the course. You know, we read it in the Bible and when we hear it, you know, God loves you, He died for you. But it really came to light more so in a real aspect when I took the course and really got into the Word and had the sermons to go along with it. So realizing the great love God has for me was number one. I think number two, how God saw me and how God sees me when I think I have it all figured out and also when I'm stumbled in sin. Like, you learn to see how God sees you in all aspects of your life, whether you've stumbled, whether you're walking tall. So learning how He sees me was a huge other part of it. And I guess with those two things happening, it's like I really came to an understanding of my position in Christ and how important it is to have that relationship with Him and, you know, just how life-changing it is. And just a reminder, like, God is eternity and we're poised for eternity, not poised for our little bit of life that we have on this earth. I mean, if you have a number line for the mathematicians out there, if you have a number line that ends in eternity and begins with eternity, and you put a line on there for 100 years, I mean, how big is that on like a number line? It's just like microscopic. So it's not about the time that we have on this earth. I mean, we do have to, you know, preach the gospel and take it to people, but our focus should be on eternity. And it was just a huge reminder about that as well. So great course, and I really recommend it. So, yeah.
So I had a similar inhibitions about doing this as Nick did. I saw it and I was like, oh, this is probably something that I should really do, but I really don't want to do it. And PC actually emailed me and was like, hey, John, you're doing this, right? Like, you're gonna do this program? And I'm always kind of wary of programs like this, especially in churches, because I feel like sometimes it's almost like the program is claiming to do something that God can't. As in, you can't be a Christian without going through this course, without doing what this course calls you to do. And so I voiced these concerns to PC, and he was like, no, this course is really just about getting in the gospel. And I took it, and that was entirely true. You know, this course will not change your life, but what this course will allow God to do in you will change your life. It was really great to have, I mean, I have a problem with watching TV. I spend a lot of time on the internet watching TV shows. And so cutting that out of my life, suddenly I had all this time. And filling that time with prayer and with reading my Bible made such a difference. And I feel like one of the key parts of this program is self-discipline, which is something that I don't really have. You would think, being a musician, that I would, but I don't. And so this program that makes you, you know, you have to pray every day. You have to read your Bible every morning. You have to listen to so many sermons every week. You have this course that you go to every week where you're accountable to other people for all those things. And having that day by day, week by week discipline of getting in the gospel and getting into the Spirit of God just really makes a huge difference in your life. And looking back, I mean, yeah, I still have problems with all the stuff I had problems with before, but I feel like through this course, God was able to give me the power to keep myself from those things, to discipline myself in those ways. Whether I choose to do it or not is a different story, but I feel like I have that ability and I did not have it before. And so, yeah, I would really encourage you guys, if you haven't taken this class, to take this class. Again, this class will not change your life in and of itself, but God can use this class in incredible ways to do that.
So I was really glad that I took this class. Just a little background. I grew up in a Christian household, and I was pretty hurt by my dad growing up, and he had a claim to be a Christian, but I was a good girl and walked kind of the Christian way for most of my life until 4 years ago when I came to Boston. I was still coming to church, but I kind of said, you know, maybe this thing really doesn't work. I'm going to do things my own way. And especially in the area of dating, I just could not give that up to God and did it my own way and got hurt a lot of times because of that. And so at the time of this class, I was in this place where I'm a really happy person in general, but I would wake up every morning really heavy in my chest and I was anxious and kind of down, and it was just really not me. And so the thing is, I'm in medicine and I've tried a lot of things, and the testimony to that is because I've sought a lot of other methods. But when I went to God, I kind of thought, well, God's the, let me just try this. It's the last straw. And I signed up for the class, and I was kind of back and forth. So the first class, I was thinking, you know, I don't really want to do this. I said to Pastor Ishtar, and I was thinking, I don't think it's fun. You know, it's just all these restrictions. But the beauty was that the first class we talked about Genesis 1, and God created everything, and then he said, and it was good. And that just really sank in. The message was about God wanting to create things for us to enjoy, but in his way and in his will. And so starting with that, it's just been so transformative. I've been so healed so fast in the 5 weeks. It's unbelievable. I just feel like a new person, and God is more powerful than other things. So I'm really happy. And the other thing is, I used to kind of just pray about stuff and then fall asleep. But in OSL, there's a prayer log that says, what are you actually praying about the date? And then there's a space for when it's answered. And I'm amazed because a lot of stuff has been answered within the 5 weeks or sometimes like 1 or 2 weeks. And I never was that clear. I never heard things as clear from God. So part of the disciplines, you know, really helped in just writing things down and seeing the goodness of God. So I'm just really grateful for God's power, and he really is alive.
Yeah, so I went into this course without knowing what it was. And on the first day of it, when Pastor Chris and Pastor Ishtar were telling us about, like, giving us an orientation, like, what we need to do as part of the course, I was overwhelmed. I don't think I could do it. You need to read your Bible every day. You need to do journaling. You need to pray aloud. You need to invite a friend to church every week. That freaked me out. And you need to listen to three sermons a week, which is like 3 hours additional in a week. So I was scared. But that night, surprisingly, I was also very excited. It feels like God saying that, see, why don't you just go through it and see what I want to do in your life? And so the first week started, so I started doing all the stuff that I was supposed to do. And God was just amazing. Like through his word in the chapter of Luke, it was the chapter that we were reading that first week. He just showed me that I could do all these in his strength. I do not have to be self-sufficient to be his disciple, but he will provide for me to be his disciple. I'll give an example. So we should also be accountable to our coach. So my coach was Pastor Ishta. And that week was, so the first day was Tuesday, and on Wednesday she started calling me. I was a bit like taken aback. I was like, okay, I need to be transparent in this course. And I was afraid. But that very same day, the passage I read was, the disciples reported back to Jesus what they did. And I was like, okay, God says, submit to your leaders, do this. It was as if he knew exactly where I was and what I needed to hear at any point in time. So that first Sunday, I was thinking, okay, who should I invite to church? I was scared in asking. So I met a friend for lunch. And I thought like, okay, I'll pray about this, pray for this friend, and see whether that friend will come with me to church. So we sat down for lunch. He went to get stuff. And I was thinking of how I should start this topic. How should I bring this up? Before he sat down, he was like, so do you go to church? I was like, God knew I was scared. And he was like, see, it's not that hard. It's not that scary. So like throughout this thing, I just felt like God has so much provision for us in every way, even to be his disciple. There is nothing in us that he requires of us that he will not provide. And in this is like so much freedom in coming to know him, to worship him, because I no longer felt like I am falling short in some ways. I don't have to mull over things, be like start making plans, strategies or what I should do. Of course I should do things for the Lord, but I know I want to do things in his will that is pleasing to him. And I know he will provide. I just need to obey. Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called? You feel like
Tony is going to translate for Raquel. From Portuguese.
I'm here translating for Raquel and from Portuguese to English because she says her English is not that good yet. About the course, I went into it just knowing that everything was in English, that everything would be hard for me, because most of the time I wouldn't understand. So I'd have to translate to Portuguese and read my Bible in Portuguese and do the homework in English.
O primeiro dia eu fiquei um pouco assustada, não pelo o fato de não poder ver coisas em mídia, essas coisas, mas por ter que gravar coisas em inglês e depois repetir. E algumas vezes realmente eu não consegui.
And the first time, when I first saw it, I was a bit scared because I saw that I would have to forgo media and
gravar versículos,
record verses in English.
Mas eu fui encorajada pelos pastores e principalmente pastor Aista,
but I was encouraged by the pastors.
Que estava sempre ali.
Aista was always there.
Cuidando das mulheres.
Taking care of the women.
E então eu prossegui.
So I went ahead.
E percebi várias coisas, eu retirei das minhas costas algumas coisas que realmente hoje eu me sinto livre.
So I got rid of things that were on my shoulders that I feel today that I'm free from.
Então eu antes me sentia culpada por várias coisas na minha vida.
I felt before very guilty about things in my life.
Eu pude me prostrar diante de Deus.
And I could kneel before God.
E pedir perdão por alguns pecados que até mesmo eu nem sabia que era pecado.
And ask forgiveness for some sins that I didn't even know were sins.
Então, eu me sinto hoje uma pessoa livre por todas as coisas.
And today I feel a free person from all things.
meus relacionamentos com as pessoas ou com o meu marido e com todos que estão à minha volta melhorou muito.
Her relationship with people and her husband and people around her have gotten so much better.
Pois hoje eu me sinto livre.
And she, today she says, I feel free.
Então eu penso que as pessoas que ainda não se inscreveram para o curso, o
próximo
curso,
people who haven't signed up for this course, the next course,
eu acredito que devam se inscrever porque é surpreendente e Deus pode realmente mudar a vida de vocês.
I encourage you to do it because it's really God can change your life. And that's it.
Thank you.
Got it. Amen.